Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 2, verses 1 to 3.
This is such a surprising thing to find in the Psalms, in the second Psalm. What I wrote about it is we scheme, plot, conspire, thinking that we will never be seen or caught, but deep down we know that God knows every secret we clutch onto. We are foolish for believing God does not see the fullness of who we are. Could Adam and Eve hide from God? Can we? And this is not just hiding from God. This is actually scheming against God. And how fruitless that is, and how amazing it is. But this is the fallen human being. And so you might be a mighty king, and you have all the armor and the armies around you, but you're still, you know, I can't speak for all kings, but you're setting yourself up in competition for God, and it's not a fair fight.
Yeah, and the psalmist is very intentional in the use of the language here. The psalmist is connecting us back to Psalm 1. So this whole idea, will you meditate on God's word, is this concept of chewing on or murmuring under your breath. And he says, you can go that way and find blessing, or you can go the way of the nations in Psalm 2, and under your breath say there is no God and have this kind of perspective. And he's basically setting the negative side of the tone that he tried to give in the first Psalm, is it's a dangerous road to go that way.